GAS 531, pretest part 1. Hello, welcome to part 1 of your pretest at level GAS 531. Meet Lucy and Richard. They are the two main characters you will encounter throughout this pretest. In each situation, you will hear a conversation on the audio file. After hearing the conversation, you will be told to read a question or a statement. Then, you will choose the correct answer. Here is an example. Lucy is on the phone with Richard. Listen to their conversation.
Hello?
Hi, Richard. This is Lucy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just fine. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the cinema tonight.
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm working tonight. How about we go on Saturday?
Great. I'll call you back Friday night.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Now, read statement X and Y. Then, listen to the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
Hello?
Hi, Richard. This is Lucy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just fine. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the cinema tonight.
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm working tonight. How about we go on Saturday?
Great. I'll call you back Friday night.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
The correct answer for example X is C. The correct answer for Y is B. Remember, write your answers on the student's answer sheet. Do not write in this booklet. Are there any questions? All right then, good luck and have fun! Situation 1. Lucy is on the phone. She is calling the Café d'Europe restaurant.
Café d'Europe, good morning.
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for tonight, please.
Yes, how many people?
2.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
That's fine. 2 people, 8 o'clock. May I ask your name?
Lucy Brown.
Mrs. Brown?
Is there parking available at your restaurant?
We have a valet parking service, madam, so don't worry about your car.
Oh, and tell me, how much is your dinner menu?
It's $32.95.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Now read statements number 1 to 3 below. Then listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D to complete the statement.
Café d'Europe, good morning.
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for tonight, please.
Yes, how many people?
2.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
That's fine, 2 people, 8 o'clock. May I ask your name?
Lucy Brown.
Mrs. Brown?
Is there parking available at your restaurant?
We have a valet parking service, madam, so don't worry about your car.
Oh, and tell me, how much is your dinner menu?
It's $32.95.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Situation 2. Lucy is on the phone with Richard. Listen to their conversation.
Hello?
Hello, Richard. It's Lucy again.
Hi there.
What time will you finish work today?
Around 6. Why?
I've made reservations for us at a great restaurant. Could you pick me up at 7:30?
No problem. I'll be there.
Hey, are you sick? You sound funny. Like you're going to get a cold or something.
I have a little cold. Nothing serious.
Oh, I had a cold last week, but I'm fine now.
I'll see you at 7:30?
Fine, our reservation is for 8.
See ya!
See ya!
Now read statements 4 and 5 below. Then listen to the first part of the conversation again. Choose T if the statement is true, F if the statement is false, and NY if there is no information.
Hello?
Hello, Richard. It's Lucy again.
Hi there.
What time will you finish work today?
Around 6. Why?
I've made reservations for us at a great restaurant. Could you pick me up at 7:30?
No problem. I'll be there.
Now read statements 6 and 7. Then listen to the last part of the conversation again. Choose T if the statement is true, F if the statement is false, and
Hey, are you sick? You sound funny. Like you're going to get a cold or something.
I have a little cold. Nothing serious.
Oh, I had a cold last week, but I'm fine now.
I'll see you at 7:30?
Fine, our reservation is for 8.
See ya!
See ya!
Situation 3. Lucy is on the phone again. She is calling the Café d'Europe restaurant. Listen to the conversation.
Café d'Europe, good afternoon.
Hello. I have an 8 o'clock reservation tonight, and I'd like to know how to get to your restaurant.
Do you know how to get to Saint-Jean Street?
Yes, I do.
Well, you take Saint-Jean, you turn right on the 3rd Street past the gate. Then drive up to the restaurant.
Is the 3rd Street past the gate Saint-Angèle Street?
Yes, it is. We are right off Saint-Jean on Saint-Angèle. Our address is 1020 Saint-Angèle. Will you be needing our valet parking services?
Yes.
Well then, make sure you leave your car in front of the main entrance.
Where exactly are you on Saint-Angèle?
Just across from the post office.
Thank you very much. You've been very, very helpful.
Now read statements 8, 9, and 10. Then listen to the first part of the conversation again. Complete sentences 8, 9, and 10 with the correct information.
Café d'Europe, good afternoon.
Hello. I have an 8 o'clock reservation tonight, and I'd like to know how to get to your restaurant.
Do you know how to get to Saint-Jean Street?
Yes, I do.
Well, you take Saint-Jean, you turn right on the 3rd Street past the gate. Then drive up to the restaurant.
Is the 3rd Street past the gate Saint-Angèle Street?
Yes, it is. We are right off Saint-Jean on Saint-Angèle. Our address is 1020 Saint-Angèle.
Now, read statements 11 and 12. Then, listen to the last part of the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
Will you be needing our valet parking services?
Yes.
Well then, make sure you leave your car in front of the main entrance.
Where exactly are you on Saint-Angèle?
Just across from the post office.
Thank you very much. You've been very, very helpful.
Situation 4. Listen to the conversation again. Write down the directions to get to the Café d'Europe. At the same time, write down the restaurant's address.
Café d'Europe, good afternoon.
Hello. I have an 8 o'clock reservation tonight, and I'd like to know how to get to your restaurant.
Do you know how to get to Saint-Jean Street?
Yes, I do.
Well, you take Saint-Jean, you turn right on the 3rd Street past the gate. Then drive up to the restaurant.
Is the 3rd Street past the gate Saint-Angèle Street?
Yes, it is. We are right off Saint-Jean on Saint-Angèle. Our address is 1020 Saint-Angèle. Will you be needing our valet parking services?
Yes.
Well then, make sure you leave your car in front of the main entrance.
Where exactly are you on Saint-Angèle?
Just across from the post office.
Thank you very much. You've been very, very helpful.
Situation 5. Lucy and Richard are in their car. Listen to their conversation.
I'm glad we're going out. I don't like cooking.
But you love eating, right?
Right. Is this a French restaurant we're going to?
Yes, it's one of the best in Quebec City.
I usually go to the restaurant once a month.
I used to go every week. But now with the new tax, I can't afford it.
My favorite food is Indian food. I really like the Taj Mahal restaurant.
I can't eat Indian food. It's too spicy. It always gives me heartburn. Do you like French food?
I love all kinds of food. Let's hope tonight's meal will be good.
It should be. I am starving.
Now, read statements 15 and 16 below. Then, listen to the first part of the conversation again. Choose T for a true statement, F for a false statement, and NY if there is no information.
I'm glad we're going out. I don't like cooking.
But you love eating, right?
Right. Is this a French restaurant we're going to?
Yes, it's one of the best in Quebec City.
I usually go to the restaurant once a month.
I used to go every week, but now with the new tax, I can't afford it.
Now, read statements 17 and 18. Then, listen to the last part of the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
My favorite food is Indian food. I really like the Taj Mahal restaurant.
I can't eat Indian food. It's too spicy. It always gives me heartburn. Do you like French food?
I love all kinds of food. Let's hope tonight's meal will be good.
It should be. I am starving.
Situation 6. Lucy is at the doctor's. Listen to the conversation.
Doctor, my stomach feels terrible.
Did you eat anything out of the ordinary lately?
Last night I had garlic bread, garlic snails, and garlic sausages. I also had chocolate cake.
And what did you drink?
I drank beer, white wine, and cognac.
Well, my dear, sounds to me like a bad case of indigestion.
What should I do?
Go home, rest, and drink a lot of water. Also, take 1 tablespoon of this medicine. It will help settle your stomach.
I guess I overdid it last night. Thank you very much, doctor.
Now, read questions 19 and 20. Then, listen to the first part of the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
Doctor, my stomach feels terrible.
Did you eat anything out of the ordinary lately?
Last night I had garlic bread, garlic snails, and garlic sausages. I also had chocolate cake.
And what did you drink?
I drank beer, white wine, and cognac.
Well, my dear, sounds to me like a bad case of indigestion.
Now, read number 21, a list of medical advice. Then, listen to the last part of the conversation again. Check off the treatments the doctor prescribed.
What should I do?
Go home, rest, and drink a lot of water. Also, take 1 tablespoon of this medicine. It will help settle your stomach.
I guess I overdid it last night. Thank you very much, doctor.
Situation 7. Richard meets a friend he knows. Listen to their conversation.
Carol, is that you?
Richard! My gosh, I haven't seen you in what, 10 years? How have you been? What are you up to these days?
I'm just fine. I've been teaching at Limoilou College for the past 15 years. As you can see, I'm still in Quebec. What about you?
I've been working as a pediatrician at the Jeffrey Hale Hospital for the past 6 years. I really love my job.
Well, I will be needing your services very soon. I have a daughter on the way. My 2 sons are going to have a little sister.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Are you still with Joe?
Oh, yes. He used to work in Charlebourg, but he now works in Sainte-Foy.
Make sure you give him my best, would you?
Sure, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Now read statements 22 and 23 below. Then, listen to the first part of the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
Carol, is that you?
Richard, my gosh, I haven't seen you in what, 10 years? How have you been? What are you up to these days?
I'm just fine. I've been teaching at Limoilou College for the past 15 years. As you can see, I'm still in Quebec. What about you?
I've been working as a pediatrician at the Jeffrey Hale Hospital for the past 6 years. I really love my job.
Now read statements 24 and 25 below. Then listen to the second part of the conversation again. Choose A, B, or C.
Well, I will be needing your services very soon. I have a daughter on the way. My two sons are going to have a little sister.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Are you still with Joe?
Oh, yes. He used to work in Charlebourg, but he now works in Sainte-Foy.
Make sure you give him my best, would you?
Sure, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Situation 8. Lucy and Richard are going out for a walk. Listen to their conversation.
Ooh, it's kind of crisp, isn't it?
Yeah, too cold for my taste.
Oh, come on, Richard. Autumn is a beautiful season. Look at all those wonderful colors.
I'd just as soon live in Florida. I can't stand the thought of winter.
Come on, it's not so bad. Look at this beautiful sun. Let's enjoy it.
Okay, I'll try. What do you say we go for a drink in this bar right there?
Now read statements 26, 27, and 28. Write T for a true statement, F for a false statement, and NI if there is no information.
Ooh, it's kind of crisp, isn't it?
Yeah, too cold for my taste.
Oh, come on, Richard. Autumn is a beautiful season. Look at all those wonderful colors.
I'd just as soon live in Florida. I can't stand the thought of winter.
Come on, it's not so bad. Look at this beautiful sun. Let's enjoy it.
Okay, I'll try. What do you say we go for a drink in this bar right there?
Situation 9. Lucy is at the garage. Listen to the conversation.
Yeah, ma'am. Can I help you?
I think I have a problem with my radiator.
Does it overheat?
No, just the opposite. It's too cold and my heater doesn't work.
Do you have a gauge?
Yes, and the gauge is always cold.
I don't think it's your radiator, ma'am. It'll probably be your thermostat.
Can you fix it?
Of course. Leave me your car and come back in an hour. Everything will be fixed by then.
Oh, thank you very much.
Read statements 29 and 30. Write T for a true statement, F for a false statement, and NI if there is no information.
Yeah, ma'am. Can I help you?
I think I have a problem with my radiator.
Does it overheat?
No, just the opposite. It's too cold and my heater doesn't work.
Do you have a gauge?
Yes, and the gauge is always cold.
I don't think it's your radiator, ma'am. It'll probably be your thermostat.
Can you fix it?
Of course. Leave me your car and come back in an hour. Everything will be fixed by then.
Oh, thank you very much.